Welcome, friends, to the Soul Talk podcast, a show where we explore and uncover the path to the heart, amplifying your conscience. Join me as we meet incredible souls who are in this journey and learn from their experience and different methods that will make you vibrate your heart. Let's get into it. Hi, everyone. This is Monica Ramirez, and we're going to be talking about the principle of perpetual transmutation of energy. What if that means, do ask yourself, because even science knows that everything is changing, everything is transmuting, nothing stays static, so or stays like that forever. We are very different human beings than we were 5 years ago, and we're going to be very different in 5 years in the future. And that talks about that we are creating that reality constantly, depending on we're continuing transforming and transforming. Now we have more white hairs, or we have more wrinkles, or a kid, you can see the evolution of being a baby and becoming an adult to an older person. Because there's law states that we're in a perpetual transmutation. You can see it in plants, you can see it in animals, everything, it is in perpetual transmutation. So from a metaphysical perspective, this principle highlights the power of the intention and the free will. Science, since energy is always shifting, we have the ability to direct and influence that energy to create positive outcomes in our lives. This aligns with the concept of manifestation. Why? Because we understand that we're not going to stay there forever, in this moment, and forever. It is going to change. This is very, very helpful when you're depressed, that you understand this law precisely, that you know that you're in the perpetual transmutation. You're not going to stay depressed for the rest of your life. And if you remember that, it is easier to move from that emotion to the next one so you can have a different life experience. Now, in the part of manifestation about that, if someone is seeking a promotion at work, they might start it by visualizing the desired outcome, like we talked in the past, affirming their worth and focusing on the energy and grow. And they know, and they have the confidence that they're not going to stay there forever. Like, let's say you're working in a bank and you're a teller. You're not going to be a teller unless you choose different, of course, but you start visualizing, okay, one day I'm going to be the manager of the bank. And I imagine already that I am the manager of the bank. So you start getting the tools and so forth. So like that, you can get the studies or whatever, so you can become the manager of the bank and you don't have to be a teller the rest of your life. But the opportunities are going to open for you when you put your wish and your visualization, what do you really want to be? You feel complete and fulfilled being the cashier. You're not going to imagine to be the manager of the bank. You're going to imagine continue being the cashier for the rest of your life. You see, we're creating the manifestation by this law of perpetual transmutation. We're creating the movement in our lives wherever we want to go. Obviously, the pessimist is going to have it hard because the pessimists do not imagine pretty things or nice things in their future. They're always thinking in the bad things. But with this law of perpetual transmutation, it's going to take them to whatever they wish, whatever they program, whatever contract it came out through their mouth. I'm never going to find love. Guess what? They're saying and they imagine that. That's what they're going to attract. So be aware of that. Now, when you are angry, instead of letting go that energy that consumes you, choose to channel it and understand that that is going to pass. You don't have to stay angry forever. So you know that that anger in this moment, you can say to the person that you're angry, in this moment, I'm very angry. Just give me time so I can have the perpetual transmutation so it can change that energy. Go and walk, go and meditate, write it out, yell it out, whatever it is, so you know you can come back to your peace. You don't have to stay there unless you want to. In the financial parts, imagine that you have financial struggles, and that can be seen as a permanent state, but as an opportunity to shift your energy from a scarcity mindset of the lack of abundance. So if you feel that I'm always going to be poor, that I'm always going to have a lack of abundance and so forth, you're programming your life and you don't want to get out. But if you apply the law of the principle or the perpetual transmutation, you say, okay, in this moment, I don't have enough to buy a new computer, let's put it like that, or a new home, a new car, whatever it is that you want. But I know I'm going to have the money sooner or later so I can buy the new house, the new car, the new computer, new whatever you want. And you start bringing that abundance and you start imagining yourself creating that reality. Some of the laws are very similar. You just have a little difference between them. And a lot of it's intention and visualization. So we can transform them. If you wanna, in the self-improvement and grow, the principle is highly applicable in the personal development. You find yourself stuck in negative habits and mindset, understand that energy is always changing that can motivate you and take small steps to shift your current state. You're feeling blocked. You don't have to stay there. That's a choice. Like one of my teachers told me when I started doing my inner work and my process, she told me, it is going to be as painful as you want. And I'm like, oh, I can change that. And I did. So it was became my transformation less painful. And that's a choice too. For example, adopting a daily practice of gratitude can shift the energy from negative to positive, which influence your actions and your outcome. Because remember, when we're grateful and we're saying thank you for everything, whatever we have, thank you for being healthy, thank you because I wake up and I am energized and I feel great and I know positive things are going to come in my life. Being grateful, you're going to receive more what you were grateful for. So be aware of that. In the business and creativity, let's say a business owner is facing a financial challenges, they may feel stuck and overwhelmed. By applying the principle, they can shift their focus to solutions, such as exploring new marketers or new rethinking. And this basically is thinking how I can fix this problem. Right now, this program is not selling much. So how I can change this? And just seeing how I can change this, you're opening to different possibilities and new strategies of how to sell your product or whatever it is. So be aware of that, because you can change anything. In conflicts, in relationships, you're going to find the same thing. So it says, in this moment, yes, okay, I'm angry at my husband or my mate or my son or whoever it is. But you know that it's going to change in the moment you stop focusing in the anger. You only focus on the anger. It's because they did this and this to me. And they yell at me and they did this to me. You're going to continue there. But if you apply the perpetual transmutation, the principle, you can say, okay, I know I can shift this situation. So I'm going to start thinking and treating my partner in a different way. Like one time I received an advice that it was very, very good. That it says, when they pick up the trash, I know that's their job to do it. You know, let's put it like this, it's their job to do it. But if they take the trash outside and you just be grateful when they come in, like, thank you for throwing the trash. Thank you for putting your dishes in the sink. Thank you for paying the bill, whatever it is, you're going to be creating more of what you want. So apply this law and I help you to change your reality. And I will see you in the next video that we're going to be talking about the principles of correspondence. Hi, everyone. This is Monica Ramirez. We're going to be talking about the law of correspondence. And the law of correspondence states that it, as is above, is below. As is below, is above. So basically, this principle, the idea of this principle is the harmony and is the agreement. It is the correspondence between different planes and existence, physical, mental, and spiritual. What happened in one level of reality, it reflects and influences the other realities at the same time. So you're thinking, I am sick. Oh my God, the doctor told me that I have this sickness and they cannot heal me and so forth. It is going to manifest easier in your thought, in your reality. It's going to be becoming really like the doctor said, because you have accepted. The principle corresponds in the second, in the seven laws of Hermes Trismegistus, express that the idea that of the harmony and agreements and correspondence between different planes and existence, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The principle and the principle often summarized by the phrase, as below, as be, so below, as below, as all above. So how is here is over there. So I apply this a lot in the personal level. Like if I wanted to know what someone is thinking about me, is how do I feel about this person? Oh, I don't like this person. It is too noisy, or it's too vulgar, or it's too this, or it's too that. I feel like that. Well, guess what? The other person is feeling exactly the same way as for me. That is, like in a way, that is above, it is below. Like as is below, it is above. So like how is here is there, how is there is over here, in another way to say it. So be aware of that one, and you can, in a way, be more psychic, if you want to put it like that. The core concept of the principle of correspondence suggests that the microcosms, in the microcosmos is this minor scale, you, reflects the microcosms at large. That's why they say that we have another, like we have mountains and rivers, we have a life outside on top of the planet Earth. That's why there are many theories that there is also one underneath of us and also in another planet. Because how is here, it should go also in below us with another cities and beneath us and under the Earth and also in another planet. Why we think that we're going to be the only planet with life? By this law, or the principle of correspondence is talking about, and in other planets, it should be life like it is in this planet. So, in the human body, the application will be, the human body can be seen as a reflection of the large universe. Because you see, we have a universe inside of us. Just as the universe is composed and interconnected systems as a tools in the human bodies, you see in a way our molecules are all connected and communicating between them and they form different organs like the heart, the liver, etc. and so forth. The same it is outside of us. So the law of correspondence, in a way, it is teaching us how if we wanted to understand how it works outside, or there is chaos outside of us, wars and so forth, there is also a chaos inside of us. We don't feel happy with the government. We don't feel like this and that. That is also happening in our nation. So let's put it in our human body. Consider the structure of an atom where the electrons and orbits around the nucleus, similar to the planet's orbits around the sun. The human body, it is a complex system of organs and cells, each working with harmony, most likely like the planets in the solar system. So, and the stars and the galaxies and so forth, just exactly as we do in our own molecules. By studying the body, we can gain insight into the universe by understanding the cosmic patterns that can be better understood. We can see it in the society. We can see it in nature and technology. Like, for example, the design of a modern airplane, it is based on a principle of the bird flying. That's where it comes from. If we don't understand the bird, we would not have planes, and maybe not even rockets. Engineers study the structure of the bird wings to create efficient flying machines. So think about that. So we want to understand how to create things bigger than a little fly. We can, but we have to study the little one first so we can create the big one. In the alchemistry of transformation, an example will be in a spiritual alchemistry, the process of purifying and refining the soul to reach enlightenment corresponds to the physical process of turning lead into gold. Remember that's an old search that they've been trying, the scientists before even science became science. But in that time, they were trying to become lead to gold. Both processing involves in the stages of purification and separation and recombination, reflecting similar principles in a different levels. So let's say you want to transform yourself, you have to do the inner work. It is not going to come out just, charan, now I'm illuminated, now I am ascended, and I didn't have to do the shame and the blame and the guilt and the fears and all those. I did not have to do that work. That is not going to happen. You have to do the inner work so then you can be reflected from outside. It will be cool, right? But it's not. So we see it more in astronomy or astrology. The astrologers observe the position of the planets and the stars at different time. A person's birth interpreted the personality traits and potential of life events. You see, the practice of based on beliefs that celestial events correspond to each one of the humans by their signs. So right now we're in Libra and we're going to pass to a Scorpio. So you can see that in the fractals too. In the fractals, there one little piece, it becomes, you have seen these beautiful paintings that it is from one little piece and it becomes a bigger picture. There's that fractal that I highly recommend to you observe because they have also a macro and microcosmos at the same time. You see, even a leaf that you can see the veins going outside and so forth, and then you see it in the whole nature, in the whole forest. It is just amazing.